This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift's attendance of Sunday's Kansas City Chiefs New York Jets game helped NBC's Sunday Night Football score a huge ratings win, averaging 27 million viewers across all platforms. The program became the most watched Sunday game since Super Bowl 57 in February. Clearly, Taylor can do anything, even help the NFL's ratings. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship is heating up quickly as everyone's new favorite couple hung out again. This time, the NFL star even spent the night at the singer's lavish apartment in New York City, eventually doing the walk of shame at around 11 a.m. the following morning. Tom Brady said, "See? I'm not the only one with deflated balls." Grammy-winning hip-hop artist 2 Chainz is known for chart-topping tracks and club-banging hits, but he's not all music. 2 Chainz also owns a restaurant chain, Esco Restaurant and Tapas, which has 4 locations with 2 more opening soon. The rapper-turned-restaurateur, along with his business partner, have now opened 1 chain. I wonder if they'll open 2 chains. Sorry. Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour movie will hit AMC theaters on December 1st. That's right. It will include her Renaissance visual album, as well as documentary-style footage of the making of the 2022 record and its lucrative tour. Footage from her recent concerts in her hometown of Houston will also be included. Queen Bee, raking in that cash. Pete Davidson crashed his car after leaving his stand-up comedy show at the Wiltern Theater in L.A. Remember he entered an 18-month diversion program in July following a reckless driving charge? Yep. When he left the theater around 10 p.m., he swiped his GMC SUV against the wall while exiting the venue. Hey, Pete, call an Uber.
Dead or alive?
Billy Ocean had a string of hit songs in the 80s, including Caribbean Queen and Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. Dead or alive? Alive. Ocean, now 73, has not been too active lately, but last performed live on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in 2016 and released an album in 2020, which no one heard. The Last of Us actress Ashley Johnson was left in fear of her ex-fiancé Brian Wayne Foster after he was found in possession of guns and tracked her home security cameras. Johnson and 6 other women launched a civil suit against Foster, accusing him of domestic violence, sexual battery, assault, and stalking. Hopefully, that's the last of him. Things got tense between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck while the two drove around LA. Affleck gestured in a very animated way from the driver's seat of his vehicle as a stoic Lopez listened. At one point, the Jenny from the Block singer angrily looked ahead while he spoke to her, then glared back at him. Gee, you two, can't you just drive? Mark Ronson, the British music producer and songwriter who has an Oscar, 7 Grammys, and countless hit tunes to his name, will be this year's recipient of the Newport Beach Film Festival's Outstanding Achievement in Music Award. His most recent achievement is the Barbie soundtrack, which includes the Nicki Minaj Ice Spice Barbie World remake. Thanks a lot.
Idiot of the Week!
Britney Spears has had enough of people after police conducted a wellness check on her amid concern over videos of her dancing at home with knives. The singer said, quote, "Is it a joke in the news again with wellness checks?" Unquote. She claimed that she's getting an apology, but she didn't say where or who that apology was coming from. Idiot! Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker said that he recently underwent a grueling dental procedure and battled a chronic pain disorder while also fighting COVID. Trigeminal neuralgia is a treatable condition that causes painful sensations similar to an electric shock on one side of the face. And unlike The Weeknd, Barker can feel his face. The 1975's Matty Healy took some time out of their concert at the Hollywood Bowl to issue an apology, saying, quote, "Some of my actions have hurt some people," unquote. Healy unleashed a hate storm after he appeared on an episode of the Adam Friedland Show podcast that featured racist jokes about rising star Ice Spice. Cancelled! Tom Brady recently gave hundreds of kids a day to remember by showing up at a sports trading card event. The Fanatics and Topps Hobby Rip Night in Linwood, New Jersey, had appearances by several big stars, including Travis Scott and Kevin Hart, who hosted the event, but it was surprise guest Brady who seemed to get the attention. Balls and all. Only Murders in the Building has been renewed for a fourth season. Yep, the series remains Hulu's most watched original comedy ever. Season 3 has ranked on Nielsen's top 10 original series chart since launch. Additionally, on premiere day of this past season, the show had the most views of any scripted Hulu original in 2023. Congrats!
The Trash Bin.
Suge Knight will not be testifying against Dwayne Keith D. Davis in the Tupac murder case, despite being an eyewitness of the 1996 shooting. Knight said, quote, "There were only two people in the car. Pac's not gonna tell this story. I ain't gonna tell this story," unquote. Of the six people involved, Knight and Davis are the only ones still alive. And Suge ain't snitching.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon customers reported false email confirmations for gift cards. TikTok's Southeast Asia ambitions are taking a major hit with Indonesia's ban. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has sued Tesla, alleging widespread harassment of black workers. Apple will issue a software update to address iPhone 15 overheating complaints. Until then, don't sit on one.
Woo! And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Exorcist Believer is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen is back on top of the charts.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
Enough by Cassidy Hutchinson is the best-selling nonfiction book.
BTS member Jungkook has been busy working very hard on a new album. Maybe too hard. He revealed that he was on IV drips and doesn't eat any meals throughout the day because he's on a diet to maintain his weight. Talking about the pressure of his solo album release, he said, quote, "I'm a bit tired because I haven't been able to sleep well these days. And the rest of the schedule I have left is hell. So I'm really worried, to be honest," unquote. Well, don't try this at home, folks. Not healthy. His album, Golden, comes out November 3rd, and the first single is out, which we love. Here's Jungkook featuring Jack Harlow with the song of the week, 3D.
I can touch you through the phone, or catch you through the universe, in another time zone. That's the only time I can reverse. But when there's two dimensions, there's only one I'm missing. If you feel alone, you don't have to feel that no more.
Featuring Jack Harlow with the song of the week, 3D.
You
Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.